The battle over California's Proposition 12 is not over yet. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. California voters passed Proposition 12 in 2018, requiring pork producers everywhere to meet production standards that were pushed by some animal rights groups. But last week, a bill called the Save Our Bacon Act was introduced in Congress to supersede it. At a House Ag Committee hearing on the implications of Prop 12, there was mixed reaction. Supporters include South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson.
Proposition 12 has increased cost to consumers. It has reduced the viability of small family operations, and it has injured animal welfare. Proposition 12 is a fantastic failure, and it is time for Congress to fix that mistake.
Ohio Congresswoman Chantel Brown sees Prop 12's impact as less dramatic.
The reality is that major food and agricultural companies across the country have already moved to comply with Prop 12. They have made investments, integrated new standards into their supply chain, and adapted to a changing market. That tells us that these benchmarks are both possible and marketable.
There's a link to that Ag Committee hearing on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.